We know the offseason can seem to last forever. But never fear, football fans. Comcast and the Denver Broncos have partnered to bring you the NFL on demand, absolutely free. As a Comcast digital cable customer, subscribe to the NFL Network and go to On Demand Channel 1, select Sports and Fitness, NFL Network, and Broncos Zone for a whole selection of free programs, everything from classic games to cheerleader interviews. The season will be here before you know it with the Denver Broncos and Comcast On Demand.
Very quickly, there was a very positive feeling about putting Terrell into the Ring of Fame, and that's sort of been talked about for the last 3 or 4 months.
What is it about him that you remember the most? I mean, what stands out in your mind?
Well, what stands out in my mind, first of all, is that his career ended way too early. I've been around long enough to recognize that he probably was one of the best running backs in the game. And had he had the opportunity to play a few more years, I think he would have broken a lot more records. So we were lucky to have TD for about 6.5 years. And unfortunately, his career ended early. But in my mind, we had one of the greatest running backs to ever play.
Feel like he got cheated a little bit? No, he felt like he got cheated.
Well, that's part of the game. But the way it came down and him trying to make a tackle on a turnover and blowing his knee out was sort of disappointing, to say the least.
Do you think he's done enough to make the Hall of Fame?
Pardon me?
Do you think he's done enough to make the Hall of Fame?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, when I look back at other running backs that have made the Hall of Fame and where he ranks, and what he did, and MVP in the Super Bowl, MVP in the league, rushing for over 2,000 yards, I would be very, very surprised if he was not inducted into the Hall of Fame.
What's your best memory of What's your best memory of Terrell that you remember that stands out?
I guess I have to say the last touchdown run in the Super Bowl 32. You know, that obviously was a open hole, but that whole game was Terrell Davis's game. Probably the most anxiety I've ever had is when he went out in the second quarter, and probably the best moment I've ever had in football was seeing him come back after the second half and put his helmet on.
Pat, at the end of Super Bowl 32, you said this one's for John. Are you gonna say something similar when TD gets inducted?
Yeah, I suppose. I haven't thought much about the induction process, but I'm hoping that our friends on the eastern side of the country will recognize that we had a great running back here in Denver. You know, it's always been a thorn in my side that here's a team that's played in 6 Super Bowls, 1-2, and over the years has had a lot of great players, and then we have one player in the Hall of Fame, that's John Elway, and I've made it clear as a member of the board of the Hall of Fame that I think that our process on electing players into the Hall of Fame is flawed for a number of reasons that I'm not going to get into here. You know, I'm not in a position where I want to judge who's worthy for the Hall of Fame. The only problem that I have is the process and the voting process. And I don't have a solution to that. But I think that's flawed. And I think that the Denver Broncos, this football team, is a perfect example.
What was Terrell's reaction when he found out he was going to be in the Ring of Fame?
He was very happy. I talked to him yesterday. I'm out in Los Angeles often at the NFL Network, and so I've seen him quite a bit, and you know, he's doing very well.